Of course, the end objective of service to the curriculum and to the teacher is service to the student. The library seeks to serve the full range of the needs of both students and faculty for a true study center. We anticipate that our building program will significantly aid us in accomplishing this goal. In serving students, we endeavor to be responsive to their needs and interests. We need their constructive criticism. We need their cooperation in the pursuit of excellence. It is my hope to create a means for regularly securing student opinion in the development of the library. In the second place, in addition to the role of a servant, the library would manifest this teaching partnership with the faculty in the role of a creative agent. This would be less obvious, a result achieved more as a byproduct of the pursuit of excellence than by design. If we serve the curriculum well, if we help the individual faculty member to achieve his goals as a teacher, if we develop a genuine study center, serving students in a total atmosphere which is inviting and conducive to independent study, then we shall have moved beyond service to the stimulation of creativity. Heavy use of an excellent library by both students and teachers cannot fail to have a creative effect upon each group, an effect which is reinforced further in the interaction of the classroom. Ultimately, the curriculum itself and future generations of students will benefit. It is also true that any stimulation of creativity in the community will probably in turn have a creative effect upon the library. It seems to me that another essential element in our pursuit of excellence is a positive attitude toward the technological developments of the computer age. We have already referred to the possible help of computers in gaining bibliographic control of theological literature. It is certainly true that the potential exists for marvelous improvements in the storage, retrieval, and exchange of information, which can enable libraries to make vast improvements in service. But it is also true that popular treatment of the subject has frequently clouded the issue. Indeed, says a report of the Ford Foundation's Educational Facilities Laboratory, Sunday supplement writers, fired by the far-reaching visions of pioneers in these fields, declare that the book will become obsolete. It will be an artifact exhibited in museums, they tell us, its functions assumed by electronic circuitry. And libraries, as the institutions we have known them to be, will be things of the past. This hypothesis, as Mark Twain reported on the news of his death, is greatly exaggerated. End of quotation. All of us have read some of these brash predictions. The concern is not that they necessitate a defense of libraries, but rather that they generate unrealistic expectations for the more immediate future. The truth is that those who are working actively on projects involving automation in libraries do not see it as any panacea. The library and the book will likely be with us for a long, long time. But no doubt it will be a library in which the book will be joined by an increasing array of other media, and traditional services will be supplemented by new machine capabilities. It appears that the benefits of new technology are most likely to come to us through cooperation with other libraries. I would like to comment briefly upon this. In a summary report of the ATLA Library Development Program issued as a working document in June 1967, Dr. Raymond Morris states, "If there is anything that the Library Development Program has made unmistakably clear, it is that the small institution or the stronger institution standing alone cannot provide the kind of library resources and services such as theological education in the generation ahead will require," end of quotation. It is to be fervently hoped that ATLA librarians will take heed and redouble our efforts to develop more effective means of cooperation. At the moment, it is not clear to me which are the most viable of various possibilities, or even what all the possibilities are for cooperation on the national, regional, and local levels. It is clear to me that both the pursuit of excellence and Christian stewardship demand that we actively seek to cooperate in every way which offers the possibility of significantly improving the service rendered in a common task. There are many possibilities on a national, regional, perhaps even international scale. I'm keenly interested in all of these, but I have a special interest in the local scene. There are strong academic libraries in the Triangle area, which obviously have much to offer us. On the other hand, our young collection certainly contains some material which adds to the resources available to scholars in these schools. With proper exploration and with the possible increase in graduate study here, we should be able to agree upon some areas of interest to both UNC and Duke, and possibly others, for which we would assume responsibility for building an extensive research collection. We certainly cannot afford to collect in great depth in every area of interest to us. Neither can our larger and seemingly wealthier neighbors. At a less complex but nonetheless important level is the need to work out definite policies and smoother procedures for both faculty and student use of neighboring libraries on a reciprocal basis. Efforts on my part thus far have been limited to establishing personal relationships with responsible librarians. These efforts will be intensified. It will come as no surprise when I say that the continuing pursuit of excellence will be costly in financial resources as well as in human effort. I have hope that Southern Baptists will yet be led to understand the imperative of quality theological education and to commit themselves to paying its high cost. I further believe that this school has a unique place in the purpose of God, and that somehow we shall find the financial resources to sustain its pursuit of excellence. Funds once obtained for the library must be effectively expended, not only for the acquisition of materials, but also for the personnel and operating costs of a relatively complex operation. A worthy goal would seem to be maximum efficiency, consistent with excellence of service and good working conditions for an adequately compensated staff. Creative and effective administration is needed. To that end, I dedicate myself. Thank you.
Let's pray. We rejoice, our Father, that the school we love is the child of thy providence. Bless us in our work in this place, that we may be wise to do thy work in the world. Through Christ our Lord.